Blog Talk Radio. When Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. penned one of his famous writings, Letter from Birmingham Jail, he was detained in Alabama jail cell on a monetary bond. Even though Dr. King posed no threat or risk of danger to the community, and there was no risk that he would leave Alabama and not return for future court proceedings, the only two legitimate purposes of imposing bond, his release from jail, was conditioned on payment of a monetary bond. The same money-based bail system still exists and routinely results in days, weeks, and even months of pretrial detention for nonviolent defendants who are simply too poor to make bail. Disproportionately, men and women who are African American and Latino. In a cruel irony, in 2014, a representative of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, SCLC, an organization founded by Dr. King, testified against New Jersey legislation designed to reform the money-based system of bail. While the proposed law would release of thousands of nonviolent low-risk pretrial defendants and reserve pretrial detention only for defendants found to be dangerous, some suggested that the proposal was like slavery. Though inaccurate and ultimately ineffective in derailing New Jersey law, such opposition highlighted the urgent need for more direct involvement of the national civil rights community in bail reform movement. The Pretrial Racial Justice Initiative was created to unite these two communities in the shared goal of reforming unfair bail practices that discriminate against the poor. Good evening, America. My name is Carlos Antonio Montenegro, and I'm a licensed California bail agent living and working in the city of Los Angeles. I'm also the chairman of the American Bail Agents Union of the United States. Thank you for joining me here tonight on my show, California Bail Reform 2018. This is a promotional show for our season premiere, which will air on Friday, June 22nd at 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'd like you to join me for that show for our topic, Race and Bail in America. At every stage in the criminal justice system, people of color fare worse than white counterparts. The pretrial stage is no exception. The bail system in America is unfair to defendants, victims, the general public, and particularly to people of color. Did you know that African Americans are more than 2.5 times more likely to be arrested than Caucasians? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Carlos Antonio Montenegro. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Carlos Antonio Montenegro, licensed California bail agent, living and working in the city of Los Angeles. Thank you for joining me on California Bail Reform 2018. As journey with me this season as we explore the history and the controversial topics of bail reform in the state of California, it's a hot topic, SB 10. The current cash bail system imprisons tens of thousands of people each year before they are convicted of any crime because they cannot afford to get out of jail. It punishes people just for being poor. There are also a lot of studies that talk about real statistics that they are discriminately impacted more on the African-American community than any other community. In January, the In re Humphrey case, the California Court of Appeal declared the California bail system unconstitutional. It held that if the court concludes that if an amount of bail the defendant is unable to pay is required to ensure his or her future court appearances, it may impose that amount only upon a determination by clear and convincing evidence that no less restriction alternative will satisfy that purpose. The court concluded by declaring that legislation is desperately needed, and SB 10, which has passed the California Senate, is also awaiting action in the Assembly, would do that. If enacted, the law would require that a court in each case evaluate whether a defendant can be safely released while awaiting trial, and if so, what conditions should be set to best ensure that he or she will appear in court. SB 10 would also require the availability of pretrial services. Ladies and gentlemen, this show is being sponsored by the American Bail Agents Union of the United States. Again, my name is Carlos Montenegro, and I'm the chairman. Welcome to our season premiere, which will be airing on June 22nd at 8 p.m. Our show topic, which will be very controversial, will be entitled Race and Bail in America. At every stage in the criminal justice system, people of color fare worse than white counterparts. The pretrial stage is no exception. The bail system in America is unfair to defendants, victims, the general public, and particularly to people of color. African Americans are more than 2.5 more times likely to be arrested than Caucasians. Hispanics are more than 2.5 times more likely to be detained than whites. The statistics are puzzling, and they're also startling and troubling. As we California people head to the ballot in November this year to vote on SB 10, we should be aware of all of the pros and cons of this measure. Again, my name is Carlos Montenegro. I'd like to invite you to my show, which will be entitled Race and Bail in America, California Bail Reform 2018. I'll be right back. Thank you.
I look for you in the center of the sun. I took a pill, but it didn't help me numb. I see your face even when my eyes are shut, but I never really know just where to find you. I taste the words that keep falling out your mouth. You got a lot you can never figure out. If I could hold you then I'd never put you down, but I never really know just where to find you.
Welcome back, America. This is Carlos Antonio Montenegro, licensed bail agent living and working in Los Angeles. Welcome back, and let's talk about this In re Humphrey case. On Thursday, January 25, 2018, a state appeals court cast doubt on the constitutionality of the bail system in California, saying that the common practice of setting cash amounts so high that a suspect can't afford them is justified only for those who are too dangerous to release before trial. The court's ruling could change the state's approach to bail. In re Humphrey is a case where the appellate court argues that courts must take into account a person's ability to pay bail before otherwise poor people are being discriminated against in money bail systems. The appellate court also suggested that trial courts consider non-money bail conditions of release such as GPS monitoring or residential rehabilitation centers. Above Below Technology Center is a California nonprofit community organization founded in 2018 as an educational resource center exclusively focused in on the public safety of the community and providing the courts with alternative conditions of free trial, release, and bail reform. Supporting the Constitution and the rights and civil liberties of defendants is our mission, and to provide affordable bail solutions for the moderate, low-income, and indigent that historically have been denied their Eighth Amendment constitutional right of due process as a result of their socioeconomic status. Above Below Technology Center offers alternatives to bail. If you happen to be a defendant that's stuck in jail right now and your bail is very, very, very high, AB Technology can help and assist you. They can help you file for a motion for reduction of bail, and they can also present your case to the prosecutor and to the judge, and in the motion ask the judge to enforce this In re Humphrey case and let you go on GPS monitor. Our GPS monitor system for defendants is available for as low as $65 a month. If you'd like more information about that, please call 1-833-7-TECHNO, that's T-E-C-H-N-O, or 1-833-783-2466. Above Below Technology is a California nonprofit organization. Thank you. Now, money bail is the requirement of people in jail to pay money up front in order to secure release while waiting for trial. Money bail is often unaffordable, leaving many people incarcerated for weeks, months, or even years, even though they have not been convicted of a crime. People of color are more likely to have bail denied and bail set higher than white people. People of color are more likely to be denied bail. The likelihood of having bail denied is up to 25% higher for black and Latino people than for Caucasian people. Black people are assigned higher bail amounts than white people accused of similar offenses. Bail amounts for black men average 35% higher than those for white men, even when controlling for seriousness of the offense. Now, these statistics come from the campaign of Reform Money Bail from 2017 in the Reforming Money Bail article. Nationally, black and Latino people are least likely than white people to make bail and more likely to sit in jail while awaiting trial. Bail keeps people in pretrial detention. Nationally, 90% of individuals in jails who remain detained awaiting trial are unable to afford bail. People of color are less likely to be free or afford bail. Black and Latino people are half as likely to be able to afford bail as white people. After money bail is set, black and Latino people are more than twice as likely as white people to remain stuck in pretrial detention. These racial disparities are especially stark for low-level offenses. For example, the likelihoods of a black and Latino person being detained awaiting trial for a drug offense are 96% and 150% higher than a similar situated white person, respectively. California has the highest bail amounts in the country, contributing to these disproportionate impacts of cash bail on communities of color. The median bail amount in California is more than five times the national median. On average, county bail levels for the most frequently committed felony offenses increased by approximately 22% between 2002 and 2012. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to invite you to my show on Friday, June 22nd at 8 p.m. The show, very controversial show. We have views from both sides of the coin. Those that oppose bail and want reform, and those that are in the bail industry that see bail as helping society, and those of bail that would like to see maybe social types of programs also resolved or mixed in with the bail. I, for one, am right in the middle, but let's see what everybody else has to say on Friday. If you'd like to be a call-in on our show, you could be a guest call-in at area code 657-383-0372. That's 657-383-0372. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Carlos Antonio Montenegro, California Bail Reform 28. I ask you to join me if you're interested in the history and the journey of the American bail industry as we go through reform in California. Thank you and have a nice evening.
crosses my